just want today to gather a few thoughts from the past week. And it has been, I suppose, been an eventful week for different reasons. I suppose nationally, it has been all about the budget. We got headlines like the toughest budget in the state's history. Another one was a feeling that things are falling apart. So that was a bit of the week. There was comment after comment, either, I suppose, slating somebody or coming up with a solution, and the odd voice coming out of Audedin reminding us, this will be solved. It's not the end of the world. Where there's a will, there's a way. A solution was found to far worse disasters. So these are the kind of things, I suppose, that dominated the headlines in the media during the week. But locally, for a lot of people, it has been a very different experience. Here in our community and in communities across the country, we reminded ourselves of far deeper realities. We remembered our loved ones who have passed on, because it's the month of November, Míonna Mórav, the month of the dead. On Friday night, we gathered to remember those who died in the past year. We gathered in prayer, in silence, reflective music and song, lighted candles reminding us of each one, and dim lights. And we were very aware on Friday night that we were among people whose hearts were breaking. Damien and Sue's baby, Sophia, died last week at birth. The depth of loss obviously goes way beyond words. Nan Kyo would have been 100 next January. So in between, we remembered a range of ages, a range of people, and a range of circumstances. Souls connected with souls in that very special ceremony. The mystery of it all, so much of it out of our control. It was a deep, spiritual, soulful experience. It reminded me of Carol Branner's words, "Christians of the future will be mystical, or they won't be at all." Digging deep, inner power, the world of mystery, coping with life. And we were reminded as well that death is the great leveller. No pockets in the shroud. No trailer behind the hearse. And then yesterday we gathered in those sacred places we call the grave yards. The gardens of stories and memories, the gardens of souls. We gathered together, big numbers, big gatherings. And then we stood at each individual grave. And with each one, we reminded ourselves again, a time to remember, a time to recall the ones we loved. And then earlier in the week, we remembered the souls and the saints, the neighbours, the mother, the father, the child, the brother, sister, the friend, the ones who inspired and shaped us. And of course, after all that, we know too that life must go on. And of course, we have to cope with our current problems, whether in relationships, institutions, financial, wherever they are. Of course we have to be practical, and of course we have to be real. But maybe it's important to stand back from it all now and again. There's a time for everything. We're alive, and we thank God. Live in the moment, and we pray for each one of us and for you on our journey through life.